Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Time Critics Podcast. I'm one third of Small Time Critics. My name's Mo.
Ken.
Mohamed Ashi.
Guys, Ken ain't leaving today.
Yeah,
we're not letting him go.
He's not leaving today. He's here for another review. We appreciate you, Ken. Thank you for being here.
I don't think he's
called the police. Call the police.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to Ken. Descriptions for his socials are down below. So go follow him, subscribe, all of that good stuff. But as you can see from the title of the video, for this one, we are reviewing the Vince Staples Show on Netflix. Real quick, are you not familiar with Vince Staples?
Yeah.
No.
I am.
You're not familiar?
Somewhat. I've seen him a few places.
Okay.
Is he a rapper?
He's a rapper. I listen to his music. Okay. And I watch his interview. He's actually so funny.
He's more interviews than music.
He's hilarious.
He's a great character. He's a funny, very, very, very funny guy.
He's so funny. But yeah, before we get into the review, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know the videos are coming out. And yeah, let us know in the comments what you think of the Vince Staples Show. So we don't have to do non-spoilers. We can just go straight into it. This was 5 episodes. Netflix kind of advertised this as Atlanta meets Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know about that.
Yeah. No,
personally, neither. I don't think it's like an Atlanta. It's not like Atlanta for me, really. There were some aspects of it that I kind of like it. But yeah. I think it's kind of his own thing in a way. I don't know. But overall, though, I thought this show was hilarious, man. I liked it very, very much personally, innit?
Yeah.
They're very quick episodes. Some of them are like 18 minutes, 20 minutes, things like that.
Yeah, it felt like a skit show.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. But
I had trouble even following it. I wasn't sure if there was continuity.
Yeah.
Or if it was just anthologies of.
Yeah,
but
I always
there's in, some aspects that are continuing.
I think it is, yeah. The stuff that made me think it was continuing is like the stuff with the mum and the daughter.
And Deja as well, yeah.
Yeah, Deja, yeah.
And his position as this, I don't know, big rapper or whatever.
Yeah, so my thing, like my interpretation of the show is like someone who's kind of famous. Like you're kind of famous, but these crazy things can still happen to you.
Yeah.
Especially coming from a place like Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
But the shenanigans he got up to, man, I thought that was so funny. Like the first episode, where he's in prison.
In jail, sorry.
And he means, what is it?
Big Poke.
Big Poke.
Poke's not a joke,
man. I wanted to see what Poke gets up to, man.
Oh my.
I wanted more of him.
When Iron Man saw the scar.
Yeah. No, but we're okay now. We had a misunderstanding.
Yeah, we're speaking terms.
And then he had the guy who just wanted to be put on, trying to sing all the time to him, stuff like that.
I was so annoyed.
Bro, I don't know what it is. Like, there's not much you can say. Like, for me, it's just the jokes in it. But like, there was one point where one of the guys in the jail, the white guy, he's writing, I hate
niggas.
Yeah. He tries to nightmares.
My man said, I hate nightmares.
Yeah. Nah, it was great. What? You don't tell me.
I think I was stuck on the point that people was trying to sort of compare this to Atlanta. I was like, it's nowhere near. It's an insult to say that.
I totally agree.
But I found bits of it funny. Again, episode, I found myself thinking, okay, like what next? What am I watching? Oh, fair enough, that's all right, that's funny. But then I think the characters kept me going. Not Vince Staples, the other characters. Yeah. Like, what's the lady from Coming to America? What's her name, the mum? Is it Denise? Denise?
What's her name in the show?
Yeah, what's her name?
I can't remember.
Again, but I was more interested in her sort of character and
her story
than Vince Staples. Vince Staples just felt like he was there just to sort of set up everyone else.
Yeah.
Because the dynamic between her and Vince Staples' missus, I found that hilarious. She needed her, but she was playing, she was like this bully finding herself and then realizing that she's not that bad of a person, but then she's like, yeah. Like, how do you know? He's like, yeah, that's Vince's dad. Obviously, you know, the whole situation is like he took her man and. But then again, bits of it were funny.
The whole cookout scene was funny, and I thought there was obviously a lot of commentary.
That was a good episode.
There's a lot of commentary about obviously the black experience, stuff like that, and being black. And at that cookout scene, like at the end, like an older black gentleman comes up to him and goes, like, but just
why do we have to be black? Why is we black?
What was?
And that's basically saying like, why do we act like this sometimes? Yeah. Basically,
you're gonna ask about our uncle, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no.
Oh, that's easy. That's OJ, right?
OJ. Yeah. Apparently, I've seen OJ Simpson.
That's just the.
Huh? Why is that supposed to be him?
A critique on it.
So apparently, like. I've read this anyway, but he went to the same college. They even showed like the gloves.
He had the white Bronco. He had the white Bronco,
the car, glove. And all of those things in it. So apparently, it's like a critique on that. But that bank robbery episode, guys.
The dead presidents. It was fantastic.
That was my that was a good episode.
Days when he's telling the pregnant lady, put your feet up, man.
What a blessing. Oh, this is so funny.
How did you not find this funny?
This is so funny.
I found bits of it funny. I think
I'm with you. I struggled through it a bit.
Fez.
There's funny parts in it, yeah. But yeah. I think part of the problem was the lack of continuity.
Yeah.
Yeah, continuity.
Like,
yeah.
We needed
some sort of storyline.
Yeah, but what about Timmy, like, hitting that white lady with the riz? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
In full makeup. Oh, you know what I mean? Given
the Instagram.
Given the Instagram. That's, bro, it's hilarious.
That was funny.
I was just thinking of, what's that DC series?
DC series.
Yeah, he's the is his name Timmy? But anyway, that guy, he's got a character in one of these DC CW series. It's terrible, but
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's how much I weren't really interested in it.
Yeah.
It took me away from it. But saying that, there were bits in it funny. Rick Ross being in it didn't do anything for me.
By the way,
mad random.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. The funniest line, by the way, he's talking about his chickens and he goes, "I have like all these chickens, quack quack." You know, just dumb stuff.
Quack quack.
Yeah, it was just so stupid. It was just so funny.
I think that just felt like an advert.
Yeah.
Oh, because he had the Wingstop. He had his drink. Yeah.
I don't know. For me, like, all of these episodes are just like a day in the life.
But also,
they could have done it better.
Even that is a critique of, obviously, he was looking for a loan for a business. Mm. And you see a man with a business
trying to hawk his wares.
I think it was trying to do something, but it just weren't succeeding. Yeah. In regards to sort of these critiques of the black experience, of what we sort of go up against in regards to sort of trying to acquire loans and trying to deal with like
all those police guys saying, "Yeah, I love your music. I don't know what you're saying." But
it
stuff.
It's
so true, because so many white people are like that. They pretend they like, you know what I mean, our music, but then they don't.
Touch on the Rick Ross part. Rick Ross offered him the money and he said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
But that is the stubbornness, unfortunately, of some of the people in our community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they won't take an opportunity.
I think with guidance, if we had a narrator, it would have done better, I reckon, in my opinion.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because we would understand what we were watching. Because now we have to try and figure out what we're watching.
Yeah, literally. For when the next episode starts, you're like, okay.
I'm totally with you, man. Like, for me, this is just a surrealist kind of like just like a slice of life.
Yeah,
Vince Staples, isn't it?
Yeah,
and all of the kind of hijinks that happened in his life. That's what it was to me.
He's a big rapper. Why does he need a loan?
He's not a big rapper though. That's the thing. He's kind of famous.
He's on the bubble. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like that. You lot didn't really know like that. You know what I'm trying to say? That's the point, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So it's like the way I interpreted it is like someone who's kind of rich, sort of famous, but these madnesses can still happen to him kind of thing. And every episode was just like a day in the life. But listen, guys, when that guy said F Queen Latifah, I was in tears. That was such an amazing scene.
Because they told you the difference between a bank robbery and a heist.
Yeah.
And that was so funny. And again, that talks to you about the race dynamic of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so true.
A heist is George Clooney. A bank robbery is Queen Latifah.
Because there was actually a study done in like the last like 10 years, every single bank robbery, what it's called between races. And more kind of bank robberies done by white people were called heists. Instead of being called bank robbery. So it's kind of making a joke on that.
Okay, yeah.
I like that whole explanation, even without knowing what you just said, but that makes it even better.
Hence, if we had a narrator, I think it might have hit better. The one that I really liked was the last episode. I was more...
Can I just, before that, though, episode 4 was probably the most Atlanta-ish type episode.
Yes.
The one in the theme park.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Bro, yeah. he was going through it.
Oh yeah,
he had to go get the chicken from the white man and stuff. And you had the music. Doo, 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 doo.
The yes,
that was crazy.
The white man said, "What did he say? No change."
He said, "Give me all of it.
Give me everything there." That was funny,
bro. At the end of it, he was done. He threw the chicken. And he's like, "You left me for dead." I don't know why that made me laugh.
Was it because of who he was that it was Vince Staples?
Yeah.
Why these mascots were just moving to him?
No, I think that main one, he liked Deja, I think. That's what maybe. I was thinking, maybe.
But he bumped into him earlier in the show, innit?
Bro,
he had...
Who he was in that episode, no?
Nah, because even those she even said when they thought she was stealing, she goes, "I'm gonna get Vince Staples," and then they left, and she's like, "Who's Vince Staples?"
That's the confusion. Is he known? Is he not known? Is it the same?
No, that's the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. He's mildly famous.
He's mildly famous, isn't it? And that's his kind of thing. Similar to the whole like Lil Dicky thing.
Yeah,
thing. Like he's a rapper, but no one knows who he is.
Yeah, not really. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was hilarious. He's like, "You do steal. You do be stealing. You do be stealing." They were just arguing to the end. Oh my God.
So my biggest issue was the last episode, because there's a lot of confusion for me in that last episode.
The reason why I liked the last episode, because again, it's not really it's kind of an indictment on the series. I knew it was ending, and then I just had fun with the last one, knowing that this guy's just... like, he's looking after his kid. He's trying to be a father figure. But regardless of everything that he's doing for his kid, he wants blood.
Yeah. Wait, what was the confusion?
So it was obviously a Quentin Tarantino. The whole episode was a Quentin Tarantino homage of, like, Kill Bill, Pulp Fiction, stuff like that. And I was confused at why we didn't get any context for why...
My guy
wanted to kill him.
It's because his thing, innit? They're both named Vince.
Yeah.
And when they were in school... he was the one who exhibits more white behavior. So they called him White Boy. And he held on to that for all that time.
Who exhibits more white
behavior? The one who's trying to kill Vince Staples.
Okay. Okay.
The one with the kid, they called him White Boy when he was in school because he supposedly probably acted white when he was in school. He was like ostracized, isn't it?
He married a white woman.
I'm not sure about that.
Because his kid's mixed race.
His kid was mixed race. And then, you know, like, they kind of, like, he would like, "Put on your seatbelt," and all those like little things like that. But to me, it was just him being a good father, innit? That's what I took from it, innit? Like, he held on from that. And there is a lot of people, like black people, that would like not typically do black things, and they will be ostracized and be called like, "Oh, you're acting white," or whatever it is. You will hold on to that. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Maybe this was well received, like, in the US more, because maybe they would maybe understand a lot of what Will's trying to say.
Even your explanation as well needed that, because I was wondering, how come my man's a trained assassin all of a sudden?
For me, I was just confused at his motivation in it. That was my only thing.
I didn't know his motivation until Mo just...
And I thought the whole kind of, like, obviously Tarantino homage wasn't done that well. Like, you didn't... Obviously, you got that he was wearing the Vincent Vega kind of disguise at the end,
because
he's called Vince and stuff like that. But I just thought the whole kind of like red thing as well for the Kill Bill thing.
They didn't shy away. You thought it would be maybe like a happy ending, but
he literally killed that.
Listen, if a guy's coming after you like that, and you know he's about, I don't know. Like,
and is that last scene with the boy watching the advert meant to be his origin story for how he's going to then try and kill him?
It just, the cycle continues.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's the only bit I got.
Okay,
but you see, with everything that we've just spoken about, it now makes sense, because I know Vince Staples has come out asking for people to watch it so it can be greenlit.
Yeah.
So it's clearly not doing well.
It's not doing well.
So I don't know whether it's, I don't know about that, but he did say something like, "Oh, it was actually 8 episodes, but Netflix didn't pay for the rest of it." He's hilarious, bro. I'm telling you,
that makes sense. That actually makes sense.
Yeah,
he reminds me of the other guy, Tyler the Creator.
They're just a little bit,
That guy's too crazy though.
He's funny as well though.
That guy's wild.
They're bonkers, both of them.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Tyler Creator's Funk Flex freestyle?
Yeah.
And he says something like,
"It's sus, isn't
it? I'm in here with Funk Flex trying to have butt sex." Yes. And then Funk Flex is like, "Whoa."
I've seen it.
Wild, man.
But nah,
but you can't take these characters too serious.
No, that's the thing. It's just
I agree. I'm just saying.
A comedy. And every time he comes back home to his missus, he's like, how was your day? It was cool. Right, nothing happened. It's just a day in the life.
Day in the life of this thing.
Madness has happened. You know what I mean? But
and the way she just moves the gun.
Yeah.
So she's supposed to be a deeper meaning, but
there is. Yeah, just how
it missed us. It missed me anyway. Yeah, it missed me completely.
F Queen Latifah.
I think that was my best episode.
Yeah,
bro, even that, even the end of it, he's like to the guy. They're walking out. He's like, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Bah!
Shoots
the guy right in the head. I was like, yo, that was a bit.
That was my favorite episode.
And but I feel like that had probably a deeper meaning to it. They shot the white guy.
Probably.
No, the black guy. Yeah, that's yeah.
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 For a change.
I don't know. Maybe you guys might enjoy it better in a rewatch. You know. Nah.
IMAX.
Maybe IMAX.
IMAX.
You could have gotten back, man.
I know. Anyone else got anything to say about this? Nah, you look good.
Apparently, season 2 is going to be a lot more there homages. Is a season 2.
I don't think
like he said, if there is a season 2, I want to do more homages of like movies that I love.
They're going to
he did Dead Presidents. He did Quentin Tarantino.
Give me season 2, man. I'm in.
No, I'll enjoy
it. I'm here
because
for it.
For me, like I need like my Atlanta hole to be filled in it. You know what I mean? My Atlanta watching kind of thing to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't think Paul didn't save you.
I caught myself.
It was a Sith. It was a Colander. They're holes in that one. No, you can't get saved with that one. Man said Port. Nah, it didn't work, man.
Oh my God. Guys, that was our review for the Vince Staples Show.
Ratings.
No, not TV shows, man. Not this one, man.
You want to do it? We don't really do ratings for TV shows. We can do it if you don't want to.
No, if you don't, it's cool.
Because for me, it's like a solid like 8 out of 10. I
what?
7, 8 out of 10. Yeah.
7.
I very much enjoyed this. Like, I wanted to keep watching.
Do you know? Remember how happy I was when he told me he watched it?
Yeah.
I was 3 episodes in. I was so happy when you.
So were you like at any point like bored as well?
Yeah,
bored out, man.
I wanted it to finish. I was like, hurry up. I would give this a 4.
So let me ask you a question then. Wow. So let me ask you two a question. If they said there was no mention of any Atlanta ever, would you not have maybe enjoyed it more, you think?
So I haven't watched Atlanta.
Okay.
So
whoa.
It's on my list.
Yo.
But I just haven't watched.
Bump that shit up, man. That's
show.
Crazy.
IMAX, brother.
IMAX. He got you back.
Yeah, no. I think even without the Atlanta reference, I still would have been lost.
Yeah,
I needed something. I would have been lost.
Fair enough. But yeah, guys, that was our review for Vince Staples Show. Let us know in the comments what you guys think. Yeah, and follow Ken reviews on the socials, on everything. It's going to be down in the description below.
Oh, yeah. One thing. He's not going anywhere.
No, he's not. No,
I know,
no,
no.
No. You're going to see him in a couple of reviews this week. Yeah. Yeah, you're going nowhere. But yeah, guys, I'll see you guys soon. Peace.
Peace.